Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. SCO leaders summit to begin today at Tianjin in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the summit and hold bilateral meetings. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says, India's push for self-reliance in defence is critical for the country's sovereignty. Houthis confirmed their Prime Minister Ahmad al-Rahawi killed in Israeli strike in Yemen. And India creates history at 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, secures 50 gold medals to lead medals tally for first time in championships history. And now the news in detail. The 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin today in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tianjin to participate in the summit. The two-day deliberations are being attended by top leaders from more than 20 countries and heads of 10 international organizations. This is the fifth time that China is hosting the SCO summit, which will be chaired by President Xi Jinping. Under China's chairmanship, the year 2025 has been declared as the SCO Year of Sustainable Development. More from our correspondent.
With the theme Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move, the two-day Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit will begin today in Tianjin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tianjin yesterday to attend the summit, where he was accorded a grand welcome from the airport to the hotel. People turned out in large numbers, eager to greet and meet the Prime Minister. On the occasion, Chinese origin artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented soulful renditions accompanied by Indian instruments, making the welcome ceremony truly memorable. The summit will review SCO's achievements over the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy, and deliberate on crucial issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, counter-terrorism, and cultural cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's active participation is expected to further strengthen India's role and give fresh momentum to cooperation and solidarity among SCO member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with leaders of SCO member countries in Tianjin, China today. He will also attend the welcome banquet dinner hosted for heads of state and heads of government of SCO member countries tonight. Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said that the SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members.
The program elements for the upcoming 25th SCO Summit in Tianjin include a welcome banquet dinner in the evening of 31st August, and the main summit will be held on the next day, Monday, 1st September. And in addition to this, Prime Minister is expected to hold some bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the SCO Summit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defence is not merely an option, but a condition for survival and progress. He said the government believes that a self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. The minister said this while speaking during a defence conclave in New Delhi yesterday.
जिस आत्मनिर्भरता और स्वदेशीकरण की बात मैं कर रहा हूं उसे प्रोटेक्शनिज्म की तरह नहीं देखा जाना चाहिए, परंतु डिफेंस सेक्टर में सेल्फ रिलायंस किसी प्रोटेक्शनिज्म का मुद्दा है ही नहीं, बल्कि यह सॉवरेंटी का एक मुद्दा है और यह नेशनल ऑटोनॉमी का भी मुद्दा है, और यही नहीं बल्कि मैं यह मानता हूं यह भारत के आत्मविश्वास का भी मुद्दा है।
Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Singh said this operation is a shining example of the country's growing indigenous defense capabilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate various projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation, AMC, including inauguration of a redeveloped garden and two newly built buildings of urban health centers in his Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency today. Mr. Shah will also participate in two tree plantation drives in Ahmedabad as part of Mission Million project of AMC in the evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate a public project in Gandhinagar city and will address a public gathering. This is Akash Bani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Yemen's Houthi group has said that Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahawi of the Houthi-backed government, along with several other ministers, was killed in Israeli airstrikes on the capital Sana'a earlier this week. The officials were hit during a workshop reviewing government activities over the past year. Several other ministers were wounded and remain in the hospital. The Houthis pledged the government would continue functioning and vowed retaliation against Israel very soon. The group had initially denied casualties from Thursday's strikes, despite reports of Rahawi's death. Experts have hailed India's robust growth in the April to June quarter, saying that the economy has exceeded all expectations. On India's GDP growing to 7.8% in quarter one of current fiscal, Professor Yashvir Tyagi, an economist, said that he believes the performance shown by the Indian economy has exceeded expectations. The growth of 7.8% is significantly higher than earlier estimates, which is a positive sign.
मेरा ये मानना है कि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की ये जो परफॉर्मेंस दिखाई दी है ये आशा से अधिक आई है और जो अनुमान लगाए जा रहे थे उससे कहीं अधिक 7.8% से हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था में वृद्धि हुई है, तो ये अच्छा संकेत है और ये भी बताती है कि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था आज भी तमाम चुनौतियों के बाद भी विश्व में सबसे तेजी से आगे बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्था है।
रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया RBI गवर्नर संजय मल्होत्रा हैज सेड दैट India will become the world's third largest economy soon and credited the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana for boosting the country's growth. His remarks came at a time when India's GDP grew 7.8% in the April to June quarter of the current fiscal, the highest in five quarters. Addressing a government bank's financial inclusion campaign, Santripti Shivir, at Rangwasa village in Indore, Mr. Malhotra said the central government and the RBI had launched the Jan Dhan Yojana in collaboration with banks 11 years ago, leading to development across the nation. Punjab is witnessing one of the most devastating floods in its history, far worse than the catastrophic floods of 1988. The convergence of flood waters due to heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir has surpassed all previous records, causing widespread devastation across 9 districts of the state. Water filled dams to the brim in the state and forced regulated discharge is further aggravating the situation. More from our correspondent.
Floods have so far affected 1,018 villages across Punjab, maximum 323 in Gurdaspur. Over 60,000 hectares of land has been affected, leading to huge financial losses due to crop damage and livestock loss. According to official sources, a total of 11,330 people have been rescued so far from 9 flood-hit districts, including Gurdaspur, Ferozpur, Fazilka, Kapurthala and Amritsar. Extensive relief and rescue operations are on war footing across the affected districts with Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF and Punjab Police, with voluntary organizations and general public putting in best of their efforts. The whole cabinet with all top bureaucrats is in the field to monitor and act immediately to safeguard people. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Meanwhile, monsoon remains active in Himachal Pradesh and the Met Department has issued an alert for heavy rainfall in some areas of the state today as well. However, efforts to restore normal life in the rain and landslide affected regions are continuing on a war footing. A report.
The Chamba Bharmaur Road has been restored up to Kalsui and Rajera, and devotees stranded during the Mani Mahesh Yatra are being transported to their destinations. Additionally, the Jot Road has also been opened to the gate for vehicular movement. Meanwhile, in view of the natural disaster in Chamba, the Deputy Commissioner has cancelled the leaves of all officials to join relief and rescue operations. On the other hand, in tribal district Lahol Spiti, vehicle movement through the Pagal Nala has been restored, allowing heavy vehicles to travel towards Kaza. The Eloy Road via Rohtang Pass has been opened for small vehicles. Work is also being carried out on a war footing to restore the Kullu Manali Road for traffic. Truck movement from Lahol also set to resume from today. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand as well for today. Similar conditions will continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka for 2 to 3 days. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands along with Bihar, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Telangana for today. And now news from the world of sports.
India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. India's total medal count reached 99, including 26 silver and 23 bronze medals. Host nation Kazakhstan finished second, while China finished third. In US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and New Zealand's Michael Venus defeated the American duo of Marcus Giron and Lerner Tian 2-0 in the first round of the men's doubles clash this morning. Moving on, Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, chaired the first ever sports goods manufacturing conclave held in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Dr. Mandavia announced the formation of a task force to formulate sports goods manufacturing policy.
हमे आने वाले दिनों में sports manufacturing sector में आगे कैसे जाना है? उसमें हमे sports medicine, sports man nutrition को भी हम sports manufacturing का parts बना सकते हैं. Sports infrastructure design, sports literature design और sports education design को भी हम मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का एक पार्ट बना सकते हैं.
संयुक्त यादव, स्पोर्ट्स डेस्क.
एंड नाउ फॉर अ लुक एट टुडेज़ न्यूज़पेपर्स, इट्स ओवर टू शगुन चोपड़ा.
थैंक यू सायरा. All dailies have widely noticed Prime Minister Modi's China visit after 7 years for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, along with US court reprimanding Trump for tariffs levied by him. The Asian Age headlines, Modi lands in China for SCO summit, talks with Xi today. The paper adds, amidst US tariff row, PM to meet Russian president tomorrow, visits China after 7 years. Thanks diaspora for special welcome. Sunday Pioneer headlines, Modi Xi meet to counter U.S. trade storm. Hindustan Times reports global tariffs levied by Trump illegal, says U.S. court. And finally, good news for honey lovers. Now, after exotic varieties of honey like saffron honey, Kashmir is producing lavender honey. The Hindu writes, in Kashmir's Pulwama, the CSIR IIM is producing India's first monofloral lavender honey, a kilogram of which sells for up to 6,000 rupees. Soon, India may join the high-end international lavender honey market. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. SCO leader summit to begin today at Tianjin in China. Prime Minister Modi to attend the summit and hold bilateral meetings. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India's push for self-reliance in defense is critical for country's sovereignty. Houthis confirm their Prime Minister Ahmed Al-Rahawi killed in Israeli strike in Yemen. And India creates history at 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, secures 50 gold medals to lead medals tally for first time in championship's history. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.